News release: York Regional Police. The York Regional Police Professional Standards Bureau has charged an officer with several offences following an internal investigation. The investigation began after other officers came forward to a supervisor with information and concerns about the conduct of another member. In October 2021, an officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle in the city of Markham. The officer removed the driver and passenger from the vehicle and conducted a search. During the search, the officer located a quantity of cocaine in a purse belonging to the passenger. The officer claimed after the fact that he had observed cannabis and cocaine in the vehicle and that was the reason for the search. No physical evidence or information from other officers at the stop confirmed the presence of cocaine or cannabis visible prior to the search. The York Regional Police Professional Standards Bureau began an investigation and have laid charges against the officer. The investigation is ongoing. Jordan Nesbitt, 24, of the region of Durham, has been charged with fabrication of evidence, obstruction of justice, breach of trust. He will be appearing before the Ontario Court of Justice in the town of Newmarket on May 25, 2022. I am deeply disappointed by this violation of the public trust. However, I am very proud of and commend those officers who came forward to report their concerns to their supervisors, said Chief Jim McSween. We rely on all members to hold themselves and their peers to the highest standard, in keeping with our values, one of which is courage. This is our value statement. Courage. We have the moral strength to stand up and to do what is right. These officers did just that. As a result, this officer is now facing serious criminal charges and will be held accountable for his actions, McSween said. Those actions, in no way, are a reflection of the dedicated and hardworking members of York Regional Police, who keep our community safe every day. The accused has been a member of York Regional Police since 2019 and has been working in No. 5 District. He has been suspended with pay.